The final whistle has blown here in Park Neave Columba, and what an exciting game of football it has been this afternoon. Glen Swilly it is, though, that has maintained their winning streak, making it 4-1 from 4 in the Championship as they comfortably beat McCool's by 5 points. It finished 2-11 to 12 points. Michael Murphy starring again for the home side with 6 points on the scoreboard today, and he was involved in pretty much all of Glen Swilly's dominance over McCool's. Glen Swilly's other scorers coming from Gary McFadden with 3 points, Dahi Kilday with 1 goal and 1 point, that goal of course coming in the opening minutes of the game, Shane McDevitt registering a point, and Oisin Crawford in the 22nd minute of the second half that put Glen Swilly 5 with a goal of obviously that put Glen Swilly 5 points ahead, a difference that proved too much for McCool's. Last year's player of the Championship, Oisin Gallen, he was just back from injury today, missed a number of frees despite registering 6 points for his side, McCool's. But to be honest with you, despite a late sending off for a 2 yellow cards on Glen Swilly's number 7, Donal Galler, he received a second yellow card in the late stages of the game that sent him to the line with a red. But despite that, to be honest, McCool's never really looked like beating Glen Swilly here this afternoon. Notably, both these sides met in the quarterfinal stages last year, where Oisin Gallen remarkably scored 1-9. To help McCool's come from 7 points down and make the semi-finals. It was defeat for Glen Swilly on that occasion. That was not to be the case today, as Glen Swilly continued to find their winning ways. Unbeaten in the Championship to date, has to be noted, and no doubt will welcome the week's break as they advance into the quarter-final stages of the competition. As for McCool's, they now finish mid-table and will feature in next week's preliminary game matches. So that's it here from Park Neave Columba. It finishes Glen Swilly 2-11, McCool's 12 points.